Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. We're positively getting the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. My next guest is due for a crab cake up here in the Towson-Timonium area. Back to the Future Scratch-Offs. On Friday, we will be at Fadley's at Lexington Market, the new Lexington Market. The Angels of Anaheim, of California, of Orange County are arriving, of Mike Trout. Luke Jones will be joining us on Friday. Katie Pumphrey, incredible swimmer, is going to be coming by, talking some swimming, some art with me on Friday. And then we are at the Y. Speaking of swimming, we're going to be at the pool, which I might jump in the pool before it's all over. We're going to the Y in Randallstown next Tuesday, doing a turn for Juneteenth. And our friends, John Hoey and everybody at the Y, we talked about doing this show for years and years and years. I'm looking forward to it. The pool is open for the summer. Maybe I get me a membership out of this thing before it's all over with. I know one place you don't need to be a member, and with golf on the tongue, this we had Stanley Cup Finals. We had tennis, French Open. We have NBA Finals. We got the Orioles in last place, and that doesn't matter. Belmont's over with now. And on Father's Day weekend, we got golf. We got U.S. Open action right up the road. You can drive up there, go Falling Water. You can see Yinsen Not, Danton, do the whole thing. Not often that the U.S. Open gets this close in Oakmonting. Ed Miller joins us here. He is with our friends at Classic 5 Golf. He is at Pine Ridge. That's the join up on Delaney Valley. Just go north up toward the water. Bucolic, beautiful, but you can go to Mount Pleasant. You can go to Carroll Park. You can go to Clifton Park. You can go. I'm forgetting one. One might be forgetting. RJ is going to kill me over in West Baltimore, yeah, right?
Forest Park, baby. Forest
Thank you.
Park.
I forgot Forest Park. I'll make sure I don't forget that. So yes, Ed Miller is here. You've been on all five of the luscious greens. How are the greens doing? We have a lot of rain, dude. I mean, I don't think anything's burnt out on the greens, right?
No, sir. I think for the most part, all the golf courses are in great shape. We're almost caught up with the rain totals for the year. And, for the most part, it's been a pleasant spring, our first hot week. So, yeah, all the golf courses are in great shape right now.
You're trying to get me out to hit. I know you are, and I know, you know, I like the sound of a club hitting a ball, and, you know, when you hit it right, it feels good. Yep. I think I'm going to get out of Ocean City and work on a little putt-putt.
There you go.
Because of my back, my L3, my L4. But here's the worst part, and I did the show last week at Greenmount Station in Hampstead, and one of my guests was David Richardson. He runs the Maryland Horsemen Association for jockeys, and not everybody but jockeys, all the horsemen except the jockeys. Mm-hmm. So he's got a bowling alley. He's got duck pins, and he's got 10 pins. I'm an old duck pin guy, and I swear I said to him, I can't do the show in there because I'm going to want to bowl. I'm going to want to grab a duck pin. I'm going to screw my back up. If I did a show from the batting cages with Mike Bordick and Rick Dempsey down at the baseball, I would want to get in there and swing. And I know if I come to Pine Ridge, I'm not going to stand around and watch people golf. If you golf and you see people with a club or you watch it on the weekend, you want to come out and play. That's the beauty of your game, I think, for everybody that's all worked up about BMW, and I am attending the press conference in 2 weeks for the Caves Valley event. You know, this is the time of the year when you see it on TV and you see it and you want to be it if you're a golf person.
That is absolutely correct. Definitely in full swing now. You're right. You watch a little golf and then normally later that afternoon, you're right out on the golf course or the driving range because you got to go try to do what you just saw on TV.
Especially when the weather's this good, right? I look out absolutely. The window, getting into the 80s this week. All right. So give me a primer on Classic 5 and summer and leagues and kids and like all of that stuff. A little late maybe, or still on time that if people want to come out and jump into a 60, 90 day little thing that they can get playing with you guys.
No, definitely appreciate it, Nestor, but absolutely. The season's really just kind of getting underway. Memorial Day was just a couple weeks ago and plenty of time for you to come out and join any league at any one of the five courses. We're starting all our junior camps now as school's getting out. So if you got little ones and you want to get them busy or start to teach them golf, sign them up, especially out here at Pine Ridge. We have about 6 week-long junior camps coming up.
Tell me what that costs, because I'm going to the website. I don't know. But let's say my 11-year-old niece was looking for something to do, and I'm a golfer, and I just want to get her out because I love her, and I just want to take her out and teach her the game. See if she likes it. If she doesn't like it, we won't play. But maybe by the time she's 15, I could have a best friend and, you know, somebody to go out and play with a little bit. Again, I say this to all of you whenever you all come on, RJ, all of you. I grew up in Colgate and Dundalk. I played a little tennis against the wall. We didn't have any courts. We didn't have any to play with. Golf is the ultimate. You can just show up and play. You don't need a glove. You don't need a team. You don't need – I mean, basketball, you can shoot hoops or whatever. But golf is something that you could do alone as a lonely boy like Andrew Gold. What would a lonely boy I was in the 70s. But my dad didn't identify with golf, couldn't afford golf, didn't think about golf, wasn't, he was into other things, boxing and just into a whole bunch of different things. But in the modern vernacular, you guys are an incredible entry point all around the Beltway. And it's all you've ever done is Classic Five. It's all these golf courses have ever been. They're not country club golf courses. They're for guys from Dundalk who want to learn how to play or take their 11-year-old niece and teach her.
Yes, sir. Hey, I'm from Essex, so I understand totally. You're right. We like to think we're a very affordable golf, you know, so absolutely not like a country club. So it's definitely, it's a great starting point. A couple of our layouts, including us, Mount Pleasant, you know, we're championship caliber, absolutely. And the rates go up a little bit, but as a regular person, we like to think that we provide affordable golf. And as we said, as you said, we definitely run tons of junior camps and classes. We have one day, week long, whatever you want, come on out and play it. Our, you know, the week-long ones are pretty popular. They start to sell out, but we do a lot of individual ones. And the cool thing
So
about
week long, my kid goes out 5 days, 4 days, plays
yes,
golf
sir.
all week, right? Okay.
Monday through Friday, drop them off in the morning, pick them up in the evening. And
And if they've never touched the club, even better.
absolutely. We a clean canvas, as they say. That's the best way to do it. And we'll provide all the clubs, you know, we'll feed the kids while we're out here. We'll make sure they're hydrated. But you know, we want to start them young for sure, because that is the one neat thing about golf. And, you know, listening to you, and I know you got to worry about some of your injuries, but golf is a sport that you can play your whole life. And if you come out here every other Monday on our senior day, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about.
My back is getting stronger, Eddie. It
There
is.
you
I mean,
go.
Ed Miller is here. He's at Pine Ridge. He is Classic Five. That's five courses all around town. You go to Classic Five Golf, and you can learn all about the courses. There's one right near you, I promise you. Pine Ridge happens to be the one nearest me. Mount Pleasant, not too far away either. Even Clifton Park. I get down to Coco's, and I pass those courses on the way down. U.S. Open this week and the majors, and I haven't talked to you in a couple of months. Last time I talked to you, Augusta and, you know, Pimento. How are those Pimento sandwiches? Did you figure that out?
I told you, like I said, I've seen it. I've had it the first year I went, but now we don't do the pimento cheese sandwiches anymore. We go right to the Master's Club.
$2.50 for a turkey sandwich. Can't beat it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How
So,
was it? Good?
oh, it was great this year. You know, the Masters was great. They had some great pairings the first couple of days, and got to see our guys, you know, Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, all those guys up close. It's,
How close do you get when you're
Actually, I
gallery in?
got within 4 feet of, say, Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, seventh hole. I remember that specifically. First guys right up on the ropes, you know. So,
So when you fanboy these guys as a PGA pro yourself and as someone that teaches people, when you get fanboy on them, selfies, pictures, audit, whatever that thing would be, but the game itself and watching the way they stroke the ball, do you get anything different in person than you do on television as an instructor?
Absolutely. You know, you always pick up little things here and there, but you're just the one thing that I laugh about is you're just amazed at how far these guys hit the ball. You know, like I said, I've been playing golf my whole life, and I've played with long hitters here and there, but when you get to that level, there's definitely a difference when the
You
ball's
just can't see anybody. Nobody hits the ball like that at Pine Ridge. Nobody,
No,
right?
very, very few, a couple maybe, but nothing like what you see on TV. And when you see it in person, it's even crazier. Yeah, absolutely.
How far can you hit it?
Well, if it's downwind, downhill, you know, I can get it out there about 275, 280. But most of those guys will hit 3 wood that far on TV. So
All you guys that run golf courses, it's the biggest ruse. And it's like me being a sports radio guy and saying, how much sports do you watch? Well, not as much as you think, because I only have so many hours in the day. You know what I mean? And like, I would say the same thing for you guys. Everybody thinks, oh, golf pro, this, that. You don't get to play for pleasure much at all to like, well, say, how's your game and whatever. Anytime I ever ask an instructor how their game is, they're like, I lost it. All I worry about is the other people's games. I'm too busy looking at hand placement, looking at their body, looking at their feet, looking at how they're flying it out. And now with technology, they can look at it themselves. And I think that that's the amazing part of golf is that if you want to get better at golf, and I always, this is my little snide comment for you golf, that the ball doesn't move. You know what I mean? It's not baseball, it's not tennis, it's not pickleball even. The ball doesn't move. So it's all on to you. You and the club and the wind and God. And
Exactly.
I would say for being able to do it the way you do it and watching it, training someone's what it's all about. It's not about what your
Absolutely.
handicap is, right?
Correct. And it's, you know, like I said, the neatest part about it is you like to watch their progression. You like to see them improve. And then, You know, I've been in the golf business a long time. I've been a PGA professional for 24 years, and you get to watch people from 20 years ago to today, and you get to see how their game has improved, and obviously how much they still play golf. So that part's pretty neat. And like I said, I have golfers out here that are in their mid 80s and still playing golf once or twice a week. So, you know, a game for a lifetime.
Gives me hope. It gives me a lot of hope. Ed Miller is here. He's with Classic Five. He's up at Pine Ridge. How did you know, I'm a Dundalk guy. I don't think I've ever discussed this Essex thing with you. Rocky Point thing with you?
Yeah, Essex guy.
I mean, everybody in Dundalk either played at Rocky Point or Sparrows Point.
Right.
My neighbor, Mr. Frank, he every Sunday he would put his clubs in the back of the Caprice Classic wagon he had, and off he would go to Rocky Point and have his special little shoes out. And you know, he would always say, "One day I'm going to take you out there and teach you how to play." He never did, but he played every Saturday, but Rocky Point was his place. But I mean, to be really honest, I'm Colgate East Point. You know where I'm from, East Point Mall. You know, 1978, 1982, 1985. Where are you from in Essex? Give me a little background on how you found golf, because I do think people have to find it. And when they find it, they better find instruction or they're going to get really, really not going to stay with it. If you're not hitting it well, you won't continue to hit it. You're not out there to chase balls.
Yeah. I mean, I know the ball sits still, but to me, it's still the hardest sport in the world. You know, the ground's not flat like a baseball field or a football field. But, you know, outside of that, you know, I was lucky in terms
Correct me. That's why you're the pro.
Yeah, we got hills. We got trees. We got – you don't have a tree in the middle of the football field kind of, you know, as an obstruction. But we got them all over the place at a golf course. But
I was trying to hit the strike zone, and everybody was chattering behind me. There's no chattering on the golf course. Everything's quiet now, right?
Well, modern golf is getting a little bit different. I would say, you know, you hear a lot of music on the golf course now, which is kind of new. But you are right. Back in the day, quiet. That's the other eerie part about golf is everybody gets quiet when you're about to hit. Unlike other sports, you just kind of blend in with the noise. But golf, you hear the crickets, you know, everybody's watching you. So it gets a little bit more intimidating, I guess, in golf. But, you know, as far as learning golf, I was pretty lucky. My dad actually played golf and kind of taught it to me. So I was one of the few kids that played golf. And as an Essex kid, I went to Kenwood High School. And I remember, you know, to make fun of it, but only six players needed for a golf team. But I think in my 4 years at Kenwood, we may have only had six people try out once. So not the most popular sport back in the late 80s, early 90s.
I'm sure Dundalk had a golf team too. And I just didn't know about it. You know what I mean? Like I didn't play it. So I was too busy playing tennis, playing baseball, you know, doing everything. Right.
Yeah. No, I remember playing against Dundalk, Patapsco, all those places. So my first job was actually at Sparrows Point in 1988, car kid. So, you know, I was down in your neck of the woods.
Well, hey, man, every girl I ever chased was Skateland in Essex, down, you know, like literally, right? And so Dundalk and Essex, we don't have any part of each other, but we're kind of all the same. Just a bridge and a poop plant between us, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So how old were you when you first grabbed the club?
I have pictures of me at like 4 years old. My dad.
What was about the game for your father? Tell me about your father.
Well, my father was actually a military guy, and him and his friends, they like to just get out and play golf on the weekends. It was definitely their unwinding. And like I tell a lot of other people, you know, obviously they're in the military, but they played other sports when they were younger. But when you start getting into your mid-20s and late-20s, and, you know, you're not playing basketball anymore, you're not playing baseball anymore. So if you want to have some fun and do a sport, you know, golf was kind of it. Ironically, my dad loved bowling and golf. That was his two sports. So I grew up doing some duck pin myself. And, you know, eventually into golf. So,
I mean, as an Essex guy, I bowled the best game of my life at the Middlesex Lanes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen, when I was a kid, and everybody thinks of me Dundalk, right? Because I'm in the Dundalk Hall of Fame, and I was like Dundalk and the Heritage Fair and Dundalk and all that. The first 12 years of my life, I thought I lived in Essex. When I went to Memorial Stadium in the 70s, people asked me where I'm from. I'm like, East Point, it's kind of like the Essex exit, kind of, sort of. But we had a Highland Town post the 21224, and Dundalk didn't come into my world until the 80s when they told me, "Oh, you're going to Dundalk High," because I spent, and I'm wearing blue today, my Raskin Global. I spent all of my childhood thinking I was going to be a Bluebird. My mother went to Kenwood. My uncle went to Kenwood. Every neighbor I had's older brother and sister went to Kenwood. My neighbor was a Kenwood feeder. So you and I would have known each other earlier in life had we been there. And I probably still wouldn't have been golfing. I'd be like, who's this Miller guy, crazy guy on that golf team with three players? Because I'm not crazy in saying, when I talk about Classic Five and I talk about golf in general, you being Essex, me being Dundalk, it was not something that came to us in our childhood other than on TV with Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer, right? Like, you
that
know.
That is correct. Absolutely. You know, most of my friends didn't even know what a golf club was back in high school.
Well, it's so easy. Ed's out at Pine Ridge. If you love golf, if you want to get involved in golf, and I see adults all the time that they're not going to go in the batting cages if they never played baseball or softball. You know, maybe they like a boat or do something, but if they want to your point, participate in an adult sport. This is the gateway to pickleball. I'm going to tell all of you that if you go out and start playing golf. Ed's out there. Maybe a little U.S. Open look because you like the majors. Everyone likes the majors. This is the one major close to home. I guess it's maybe the third time since I've been on the radio that they played at Oakmont. Back when Tiger was burning it up, I had a whole bunch of people going up to Pittsburgh trying to find – everybody's got a relative or somebody they know in Pittsburgh
there, right?
crash on a couch up there somewhere. Or you can even day trip it and get up and back. I do that for football all the time. You know, close to home. This is this is one where I'm expecting you to beg off the golf course on Saturday or Sunday and go up there for a day.
Well, one of the neat things about the U.S. Open is it always finishes on Father's Day weekend. So I would say, you know, growing up, I used to always watch the Masters with my dad. And then as I've gotten older, we always watch the final round together still. You know, I'm lucky my dad's still around. So, and it always finishes on Father's Day. So we'll be there and we'll be there together kicking it and watching a little bit of the U.S. Open. And the fact that it's at Oakmont this year is pretty neat. You know, it's one of the more historic golf courses that they go, one of the hardest, best golf courses in the world. And, you know, the fact that, like you said, it's a 3-hour ride away. It's over 100-year-old golf course.
It's even on this side of Pittsburgh for you.
Exactly. Don't have to get too close to enemy territory if you want to go watch the U.S. Open.
Well, so, whenever I go to Pittsburgh for, you know, football games, whenever I go in, you see the sign, Oakmont. You know, it's like between Mentors or Monroeville and the city, you see the exit. Now I'm always thinking, ah, they crown champions there. Yeah. It's not far from Mr. Rogers' house, too. So you can do a twofer.
His new neighborhood, you mean, right? Yeah.
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Yeah, Fred Rogers. Be my neighbor.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about, you know?
All right. Yeah, no, but Oakmont should be great. It should be a tough test. Probably won't, you know, the regular golfers or average golfers love watching the U.S. Open when it's at like Oakmont or Shinnecock because there will not be too many pros under par, I believe. Winning scores should be close to par, I bet. So. Yeah.
Well, and the challenge of all of these, and you talked about being on the course down in Augusta a couple weeks ago, the challenge of these courses for these professionals, when we're talking about, you know, majors, the course itself is just something that is a tiger, not to use an expression, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And ironically, that course is one of the courses they want it to be hard. They're famous. They've had a good 20 national championships in its history when you include the U.S. Open, the U.S. Amateur, the PGA Championship, the Women's Open. So it's pretty much built for major championship golf. So should be a great test.
All right, get everybody out to Pine Ridge. Tell them what they got going on. Tell them how to find you. Get off the Beltway. Come north. And the one thing I'll say about Pine Ridge, you go to other courses. Like you're at Carroll Park, you're at Carroll Park. You see downtown from where you are. If you're at Mount Pleasant, you look. You can see what used to be Memorial Stadium. Maybe you see Montebello. You see the city or whatever. But you're in Pine Ridge. You could be in Western. You're in a forest, kind of, sort of, right? Like literally, it is. It's 5 minutes from the Beltway, but it is tucked away. Yeah. Even the entrance road, you need to get an Uber from the front door to get up the hill to get where you are, because it is tucked away, and it's you will forget your day if you're at Pine Ridge. I promise you.
Absolutely. You'll forget everything because once you get out here, you're out in nature. It's like its own little oasis, like you said. 5 minutes from the Beltway, but as soon as you get halfway up the entrance, you say bye to civilization and welcome to nature. You know, great golf course. See all the animals out here. You know, have a great time. Busiest golf course around. So it's fun. It's a come hang out with us all day. And you'll enjoy it. And you'll forget about all the stresses of work.
And if you're from Essex or Dundalk, see Ed, because he knows he knows our type. He knows where we're from. He knows you picked the golf club up. You talk about, like, bad habits and learning. It took me 2 summers once I got lessons from Norm Vakoski down at Furnace Creek Branch Golf, whatever the hell that was in Glen Burnie, 31 years ago. Yeah. It was the elbow. It was like me wanting to hold it like a tennis racket or like a baseball bat with my elbow in.
Elbow flying,
I mean, it just took me months and months. Every week I would go out and practice, and I would torque my elbow, keeping that right arm locked as a right-handed person. I would do what golf guys like you do. I'd be practicing my shadow swing in the elevator, you know, just trying to keep my arms down and trying to keep my head down, because head arms lock That's the hardest thing in the world if you've been playing baseball and watching a or tennis and moving to a ball. The fact that the ball doesn't move is its own restriction.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fact your body's not really moving a whole lot, it's a lot of twisting, but yeah, no running, no jumping, ball sitting still. It's amazing that it's still a hard sport.
All right. Well, if you're going up to Oakmont this week, you can go to Northumberland Street in Squirrel Hill and see the Mr. Rogers neighborhood house
All
on the
right.
way up. So I would encourage, if you love golf, and you don't have to go as far with the BMW coming here in a couple of weeks. Now, have you wiped out that weekend at Pine Ridge to go and see the pros do their thing a couple of weeks from now?
Definitely planning on getting to the BMW at least one day. Probably not the weekend. Gets a little hectic, but I'll be there Thursday or Friday for sure. Got to check it out and see all the changes they made at Caves over the last 2 years as well.
Well, it is coming up. The press conference is the week after next for the BMW Championship on what's going on here. It is August 14th through the 17th. So I guess that week I'm going to have all you guys on talking about it because we're going to be at Golf City in the middle of August. So I know one thing, Ed, there's not going to be a pennant race around here at this point. So we're going to need something to do in August besides preseason football. Ed Miller is a PGA pro. He has been for 20 some odd years. His game's better than my game. He will be watching the U.S. Open with his dad this weekend. It's Father's Day weekend. So I've got a whole Father's Day thing out on the front of the website right now that I want to promote with authors because I'm an author myself. I've had a lot of authors on the last 2 weeks. If you're thinking about a book for dad, we got books on Earl Weaver. We got books on Tom Matty. We got books on the Bird Tapes and John Eisenberg. So I've been going through that the last couple of weeks as well. So if you got a dad, and I've lost all three of mine during the course of my life, take care of dad this weekend. Watch some golf. Take him out to the ballpark. Do something nice with him. Ed, we will see you at a Classic Five. I would encourage everyone to support our friends at Classic Five Golf here locally with five courses around the Beltway. And if you can't come see Ed, go see RJ over on the west side of Forest Park. Get down to Mount Pleasant. Get over to Carroll Park. Get over to Clifton Park and support some local golf here this week as the weather gets better. Don't sit in the house playing video games, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you again, Nestor. But yeah, let's get out everybody out on the golf course this summer.
And whatever you do, no pickleball.
Yeah,
Don't start me with the pickleball.
yeah.
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Pickleball, golf, Baltimore positive. The stuff we do when the Orioles are in last place, it's terrible.
Know.